And you might have to sit there and say, well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with being black for real. It's a color. How do I feel about what Satan did to me because of racism that he placed in the hearts of people through fear? Oh, how do I feel about that? And you could start to separate how you feel about being black for real with the real issue of how you feel about what Satan has done to hurt you. And then you can get somewhere. Same with being a woman. Same with being poor. Same with being a redneck. I don't care what it is. Satan does stuff to everybody. But you got to get it real. But as long as you play in that blurry land and buy it, then you're just coming up with coping mechanisms. That what does a coping mechanism do? A coping mechanism says that's real. You better do something to hide it. So you'll never get free. But if you tear it apart, you will. And another thing I didn't get to go over, it was in Matthew about the teaching we did at the beginning about doing deliverance. Bind up the strong man. So when you're in your groups, bind it. Every morning, get up and say, I bind the strong man in me, even as God's unarming him. So that he doesn't have power to torment you and make you feel evil while you're getting free. The Bible says to bind him and then plunder his house. And then when he's standing there naked with nothing left to stand on, kick him out. And then deliverance is easy. If I try to get him out now, you could spend 5 or 6 hours, you screaming and yelling, me screaming and yelling, devil's cussing, spit flying, trying to hit me, everything else. And then you know what? They'll all come back bringing 7 friends and you'll be worse because you never, ever really dealt with the lies. And I just want, before we just altar call, the key is keep your eyes on God and a desire for the Holy Spirit. And grow strong in who you are in Christ. Grow strong in who you are in Christ. Some of you won't get free because you're not that strong in who you are in Christ. It's a combination. I want to get strong in Christ, and I want to tear down and become weak in the things of the enemy. And then when that time comes, the Holy Spirit's going to know when it is. He's going to be like, you know what? There ain't nothing left standing there that that person believes in that's going to get in the way of that person getting completely free. And that is inner healing deliverance as according to Jesus Christ in his word.